do this while waiting for your miracle.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And today is an absolutely essential podcast. I mean, you want to listen to this one several times. Do this while waiting for your miracle. Here's what happens often. People will set an intention. They will write up a couple of affirmations. They may even create a vision board. I don't know. They will try to think positive thoughts. And after about a week or two, they'll start saying things like this. Well, I'm trying to stay positive. Well, you know, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you try to brush your teeth? Do you try to take a shower? You just do it. It's not, look at it, folks. It's not just about staying positive. Positive is important. But it's about managing those negative thoughts and not giving them any space, any substance, not emotionalizing them. Oh, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. I'm trying to stay positive. If you're saying that statement, you're not staying positive. You're just trying to stay positive. Well, nothing's happened yet. Okay. You don't know whether anything has happened or not. Most of reality is never seen, never understood. It's beneath the surface like an iceberg. In other words, above the surface, everything may look like it's going against you, like nothing is happening. But below the surface, all kinds of things are taking place. But once you surrender to defeat, to negative thoughts, to giving up, to low vibration, then you're going to attract exactly what you don't want. More of what you already have. You're trying to change your life, whether it's your business or your relationship or your health or your vibration. You're trying to change your life. So you've got to give the universe something different to reflect on. Everything the universe gives to you, it came from you. Oh, did I just say that? I said it, didn't I? Everything that the universe gives to you, it came from you. It originated from you. The universe is like a beautiful pond. If you look into this pond with love, positivity, and optimism, the reflection in the pond will give you exactly what you put out. But if you look into the pond with despair and anger and desperation and all these other kinds of emotions, that's what you'll get back. You'll get exactly what you give. Well, another thing people say is, it's just not working. What's not working? Gravity? Last I checked, gravity's working. Look at, here's my pen. I drop it, boom, it falls. And so does the law of attraction. When you say it's not working, that becomes your affirmation. When you say it's not working, that becomes your belief system, and that's what you attract. Oh, it's so important. It's so absolutely important to understand this. When will it work? It'll work when you are putting out a vibration of absolute certainty. You know, Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, said that statistically he only had a 30% chance of success when he started Amazon. But in his mind, he had 100% chance of success. The statisticians, or whatever you want to call them, the mathematicians, the business experts, they all said about a 30% chance of success, and not the kind of success he has, but, you know, normal success. But in his mind, it was bigger, and it was absolutely certain. So there was never any "it's not working," or there was never any "when will it work," because it was always working. You may not see it. You may be involved in a breakup, and you're doing work to save your relationship. Just because he's going out with someone else, or she's dating someone else, doesn't mean anything. All it means is that they are trying to raise their vibration and feel happy again. And when you become the source of that happiness, the strongest, most compelling source of their happiness, they have no choice but to desire to be with you. Same thing with the business. When you are solving problems that other people can't solve, like Amazon, you get products from all over the world, they come fast, especially if you got Prime. They're solving problems. Solving problems or fulfilling desires. That's what it's all about. But when you're hanging down there in the weeds going, "It's not working, nothing yet," you're not solving anything. "Well, my family and friends says I'm wasting my time." Okay. Then do something else with your time. Put your mind into higher vibrational activities. Take up yoga. Take up Qigong. Go walking. You know, spend time with your family. Start loving people again. Start feeling excited about your career again. Start feeling excited and motivated about your business again. "Well, I'm just ready to give up." Okay, that is your affirmation. You were ready to give up before you started. You may not realize that, but perhaps you've built the habit of giving up in your life. Look, there is a lull that takes place before manifestation. There's a lull. There's kind of the quiet before the storm. So when you have this lull, it's the pond. It's the infinite pond, the infinite matrix, the infinite field of unlimited potential remaining perfectly still, so that whatever you put into that pond through your reflection, in other words, whatever you put out, whatever you vibrate, it can reflect back to you. You're not going to receive anything from the universe that you didn't put out. Did I just say that again? I did. You're not going to receive anything from the universe that you didn't put out, that you didn't create, that you didn't vibrate. So understand, there's always a lull before manifestation. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. And hey, I am absolutely excited to be working with so many successful people all over the world. I mean, these are go-getters. These are people that want extraordinary relationships, want to build their business to the next level. These are people that are willing to invest time and energy into taking their life and their love and their energy and their vibration to the next level. If you're one of those people, claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit me at lawofattractionsolutions.com. I'd really like to hear from you. Number one, I'd like you to relax and accept your situation. I didn't say you had to like the situation. I just said accept it. It is what it is right now. What you resist will persist. So just accept it and begin to relax a little bit more. One of the things you can do is the fourfold breath. I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but just enter the nose for 4 seconds, hold it for 4 seconds, out for 4 seconds, through the mouth, and just remain empty for 4 seconds. And just put on some comforting music, or just silence is nice, and just breathe. And every time a thought comes into your head, don't resist it. Just let it float through and go out the other side. And learn to allow these damaging, negative, lower vibrational thoughts to pass through you. This will help you put yourself in alignment with whatever it is that you are manifesting in your life. So that ties in with number two, which is notice your thoughts. And if your thoughts are starting to spiral down, you've got to break state. You've got to do something. You've got to get out and run. You've got to take the bus across town and visit a little shop you've been wanting to look at for a long time. You've got to do something that breaks your state. You cannot stay in that spiraling down mentality. Number three, eliminate negative people from your life as much as possible. Now, understand, family, we don't eliminate because we love family, but we don't have to listen to their negativity. We can change the topic. We can say, let's talk about something else. Or we can even become real firm and say, look, if this is going to be the topic of conversation every time we get together, then I'm going to have to stay away more. But stay around positive people. Search them out. Join a meetup group with other positive people. Get around people that are optimistic, that believe in a no limits, no boundaries mentality. Likewise, you want to stay away from negative stimuli. Too much negative news, too many shows that are negative where people are cheating on each other or businesses are going bankrupt or people are stealing or people are hurting each other. You know, find optimistic shows, podcasts, audiobooks, television shows that you can immerse yourself in. And I mean, just throw yourself in. And finally, laugh at the world. You know what I'm saying? Just laugh. It's crazy. The world is silly. Laugh at it. Norman Cousins was given a diagnosis of cancer, and he was dying of cancer. Dr. Norman Cousins. You can read the story on the internet. And he, this is before, I think before VCR, so not really sure how he did this. He ordered every funny movie he could get his hands on. And he literally, from the time he woke up, he was in the hospital room, in the hospice room, he woke up in the morning and he would read jokes, he would laugh, he would crack jokes, he would watch funny movies. When people came over, they were only allowed to laugh and have fun. Okay, people walked in with clown noses on, all kinds of stuff. Guess what happened? When he completely changed his lifestyle from one of morose and sadness and seriousness, and he began laughing at himself and laughing at the world, guess what happened? He got over his cancer. It completely dissipated. It completely disappeared. Your challenges, your problems can disappear as well. You can have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you absolutely depend upon. I absolutely believe this 100%. I have no doubt. I've seen it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times with clients all over the world in 60 different countries. Visit us at Law of Attraction Solutions. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Now, have a wonderful day and laugh at the world because you deserve it. And by the way, just in case you forgot, subscribe to us on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, and other media. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.